Say, this is Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa.
Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. Pre-K for PA launched in January 2014 as a nonpartisan issue campaign with the goal to ensure that every 3- and 4-year-old in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania will have access to high-quality pre-kindergarten by 2018. Today, nearly 11,000 individuals, 550 organizations, and over 100 leadership council members have joined the campaign to ensure that investing in our children is the right choice and an urgent necessity. Join Pre-K for PA on its mission by visiting www.prekforpa.org today. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. Lisa is a former Fortune 500 executive turned career coach and is nationally recognized as a leading expert on women in the workplace. She is a regular contributor to Forbes, an award-winning author, and her advice has been featured in publications like The Wall Street Journal, CBS Money Watch, Cosmopolitan, Monster.com, The Daily Worth, and more. Lisa recently released her newest book, Secrets of a Hiring Manager Turned Career Coach, a foolproof guide to getting the job you want every time. The book divulges all of the advice that Lisa shares with her career coaching clients to have an unprecedented 100% success rate in helping them find a job they love. You can find out more information on Lisa at www.careerwomaninc.com. Are you a stay-at-home mom itching to get back into the workforce but don't know where or how to begin to embark upon your re-entry? Well, after listening to my conversation with Lisa, you will be well-equipped and ready to take your career to the next level.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, because I'm all about mompreneurs, and this has been a mompreneur journey for me, and it's really opened my eyes to different ways to market and run your business, no matter what your business is, and you have such a wealth of knowledge. So we'll just jump right in.
Great. Sounds good.
So tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to being a career coach, because I really love this story and I would love for the audience to know what services you provide clients.
Well, I actually decided to focus on being a career coach for women just because of what I went through in my own career. I went from the entry level to executive level all the way up to a Fortune 500 company. But what I had done at the beginning of my career is I actually ended up choosing to go into a really male-dominated industry. It was the medical equipment manufacturing area. And so about, 20, 25 years ago, when I was in that industry at the entry level, there really weren't any females in executive level position. So as I would look around at the company or even in the industry, there wasn't anyone that I could use as a role model or mentor that was a female. And so then when I decided I wanted to move into the service side of the med tech industry, which was made up mainly of all engineers, I ended up being the only female on the service management team. And that happened to me twice in my career at two different companies. So while I progressed in my career, there were times when I felt like I was really alone, that there was really no one else to help guide me or that I could look to. And I was really trying to break down a lot of barriers that were in my way, where there was this preconceived notion that there's just no way that a woman, oh my goodness, a woman could be as good as a man in this industry. So what I did is, as I went higher and higher into the management teams or into executive level positions, I started to look around and I would find women that I thought would have a lot of potential. And I started teaching them what I had been doing and how I had been getting promotions and was able to grow my career. So that was really when I started teaching other women all the different techniques and became a mentor and decided I wanted to become certified as a coach. So I did that. And that's what eventually translated into when I reached the top, what was my goal, executive at a Fortune 500 company, is I decided to go out on my own as a consultant and then also focus on women and coaching them.
That's awesome. And I know a lot of women can relate to that. And for me personally, I'm a former elementary school teacher, so that's pretty much a female-dominated industry. But there's so many women out there that can relate to your particular story. And I just can't help but think, like, whenever we set up the whole interview for today, I was like, the first question came to my mind is the situation where a lot of moms, like myself, you know, we have hard choices to make in life, and childcare is so expensive. And so a lot of career moms, and I was such a career girl, but I had to walk away from my career. And it wasn't begrudgingly by any means. It was a family choice that it was just going to be best for our lifestyle and our family if I were to stay at home. And, you know, I ended up turning that into a business working from home. But some mothers choose to just totally walk away from their careers to be stay-at-home moms. And so what advice would you give for a mom who took time off? Because that can be so intimidating. And I knew you would be the lady to answer this question. So what advice do you have for a mom who took time off and after years and years of being a stay-at-home mom, she now wants to jump back into her career? Where does she even begin?
Well, and it's great that you asked that, because that's actually one of the reasons why I wrote my latest book, Secrets of a Hiring Manager Turned Career Coach. It was because during the recession that we had recently, I not only got a lot of calls from people who had been laid off, I also started getting a lot of calls from stay-at-home moms who realized they needed to go back to work because their family needed that second income. And a lot of them felt really intimidated because they hadn't updated their resume in so long, and they weren't sure where they should actually start. So the great part about the book is that I wrote it while I was helping hundreds and if not thousands of clients go through that process step by step of transitioning from a stay-at-home mom back into the workforce. So I think one of the key things is to really, if you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to go back into the workforce, think about what have you been doing while you've been staying home. So what are the skills that you've learned? What are any of the activities that you've done, even if they aren't paid activities? It could be volunteer work. It could be, you know, maybe you were part of your parent-teacher child association or student association at school. Maybe you were the treasurer. Maybe you were the coach for your daughter's little league team or any kind of sports team. Think about what you did that could be translated into skills or talking points, either on your resume or in an interview. Something important is think about reactivating your network. So all those people that you used to work with or that were somehow in your network, social media is a great way of getting back in contact with a lot of them to get yourself back up to speed on what's been going on at the company, let's say, where you worked, or even in the industry. So if you can get yourself up to speed, it'll feel a lot less intimidating as you start researching for what jobs are available.
Oh, my goodness, Lisa. That's amazing advice. And I think a lot of times, and wouldn't you agree, Lisa, that we underestimate our skill set and our assets as women in general, and especially when you become a stay-at-home mom. I've been all three. I've been a working mom, a stay-at-home mom, and a work-from-home mom. I've dabbled in all those areas. And for me personally, Lisa, I had a moment, and it really ended up not being by choice initially. When I transitioned from being a working mom to a stay-at-home mom, I really found myself like doubting myself and feeling bad about myself. Like, I identified so much of who I am with what I was doing career-wise, but we have so many valuable skills and experiences and gifts, even as stay-at-home moms. I think we underestimate ourselves. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And the funniest thing ever, I just had a conversation with a friend of mine recently. We were talking about that. And here's the crazy thing. She is just the most amazing planner. And let's see, I'm curious if you did this too. So when she got pregnant, she planned out absolutely everything. I mean, she studied, she took prenatal classes, she read everything she could get her hands on about child rearing. She was talking to other moms about, well, what were the mistakes that you made and tried to learn from them. And then she planned the arrival of their baby down to the tiniest detail. I mean, everything from redecorating the room to planning everything in the bag she was going to take to the hospital. So she had all these amazing skills that I knew she could use, but you know what? She wasn't confident in using those planning skills to get herself back into the workforce.
Wow. That was an aha moment.
And it's really amazing because I think the best advice that I could give to women is that before you actually go out and take time out and have kids to raise them, is that's the time you should also start planning to go back into your career. So instead of thinking about, oh, I'm just going to go raise the kids, think of it that I'm going to put my career on pause or put it on hold. And, yeah, at some point in the future, I am going to go back. So as I plan for the arrival of my baby, I'm also going to plan for the things I can do while I'm pausing my career. So I'll be ready for when I step back into it.
I have more with Lisa, but first, let's take a moment to thank our sponsor. The Pittsburgh Association for the Education of Young Children, also known as PACEY, works to support high-quality care and education for young children from birth until age 9 across 10 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. PACEY provides professional development, community resources, and advocacy for the needs and rights of our children, their families, and the individuals who work with them. PACEY works to educate parents, individuals working in the field, and other stakeholders about the best practices in early childhood education and to help improve the quality of services provided to the children of our region. PACEY also works to communicate the value of early childhood education so that as a community, we can make wise investments in the future of our children. In addition, PACEY elevates the status of professionals working in the field of early childhood education so that we can continue to attract and retain individuals who are highly skilled and committed to children and their optimal development. PACEY is a founding partner in the Pre-K for PA campaign. As a parent and former elementary school teacher, I truly value the work that PACEY is doing. To learn more, please visit www.paeyc.org today.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Lisa. And I think even if in your heart of hearts you're like, oh, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom forever, the reality, I'm just going to keep it real here. I'm a married woman, happily married, but, you know, let's keep it real. Anything can happen. Unfortunately, and God forbid, a spouse could pass away, the breadwinner, or, you know, you can end up in divorce. Or I'm usually a happy, positive person, but let's just keep it real. Life happens. And so I think even planning on being a stay-at-home mom, I think it's just very wise to think of it, just like you said, putting your career on pause and then still kind of keeping up skills, or at least keeping in mind the skills that you're using, how you can really weave that into getting back into your career, because life just happens and you just never know.
Yeah, and it's so true, isn't it? And a lot of moms will realize, even if they think they're going to be a stay-at-home mom forever, but then their kids get into high school and, hey, they go to college. It's the empty nest, and they realize that, gosh, I've got a lot of time back on my hands. I could restart my career. The ones that do really well are the ones that planned ahead, stayed on top of things, tried to take a class, let's say, every now and then, you know, kept up with their network and technology, because it makes it easier for the transition. Those who stepped away and didn't do anything, it can be a lot more intimidating to try to go back and update all of those skills.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, this is excellent. This is awesome. Good stuff. So, okay, Lisa, loaded question alert. In your humble opinion, can women, in particular moms, have it all? What do you think? Can women have it all?
Well, it's funny. It's a topic I've discussed. I'm a mentor for the local university for their MBA program, and so I mentor a lot of women every year. And the one thing I always try to do is set their expectations accordingly, right? So you graduate with an MBA. Nope, I'm sorry. You're not going to immediately be promoted to a director level. You have to earn it. So the same thing with that topic, if, you know, can women really have it all? I know I've tried, but in my career, I've found that it's really difficult to do that. And we have three daughters. And so what I like to say is that, yep, you can have it all, just not at the same time. And what I mean by that, I actually had one of the groups that I was mentoring of women, I had them draw out on a whiteboard what they thought the life of a woman looks like from birth to death. And what you ended up seeing is they had these, it was like a waveform where they had ups and downs. So it was college was an up, right? Get married, another one, have kids, another curve, all the way through to death. So nothing was really a straight line in perfect balance. It was more of like a waveform. And so it's an interesting idea that you can have everything all at once, but I've just never seen it actually happen in real life. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that there are times in our life where we do have more time to focus on, let's say, schoolwork, college. Then there are times early in our career where we pour a lot of effort into that, and we can work 50 or 60 hours if we want to. Then we might meet somebody great, fall in love, get married. When we have kids, obviously the amount of time spent at work, we tend to have that drop off a bit because we spend more time with our family. So I think you can have it all in a lifetime. I just think that it's unrealistic to attempt to have it all at the same time.
I love it. Love it. And couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's just a matter of us as women just embracing that. Just totally embracing that perspective and that and having that mindset. And it just, it takes so much pressure off of you. I just, you know, in the transition, Lisa, for me personally, it was a little bit of a shock. You know, yeah, in my heart of hearts, I made the decision and I was happy with it. And that's what I wanted to be with my girls here at home. But then it was almost like, oh, I was so used to working. And I kind of lost myself there for a little bit. And then I had to find a balance and, you know, really embrace where I was at that moment in my journey. So I just love what you just, the picture that you just painted for us. And I just think we just need to embrace it.
I agree. And that what you said is so true. The transition can be so hard. And people don't, especially women, don't really realize how hard the transition is until it's their turn to make that transition. So one of the things that I think is so key, and I hope all the listeners really understand, is how important it is to not judge other women, but to be supportive of their decisions. Some women will choose to take time out of their career to raise their kids. Some women will say, you know what, I don't want to take the time out. I want to try to juggle them both. Neither choice is wrong. But where it gets to be really difficult is when women actually make judgments against other women, because then you lose that supportive environment and it doesn't help any woman. So I would prefer to see everybody being supportive of each other and realizing that, hey, not everybody's the same. We're like snowflakes. We're all different. We all make different choices, and that's okay.
Amen. I love that. I'm so glad that you brought that up. I couldn't agree with you more. So I know we had touched on it a little bit, Lisa, but do you mind telling us a little more about your book, Secrets of a Hiring Manager Turned Career Coach, and how it can help moms, whether they're working moms, work from home moms? Just tell us a little bit more about the book.
Sure. Well, I know my personal goal when I wrote the book is that I really wanted to help women who are in the job search process feel like they're never alone. I think I mentioned sometimes in my career, I was the only female, and there were times I felt really, really alone. And I didn't want women to have to feel like that. And it can be expensive to hire a career coach for a long period of time. So what I wanted to do is to really give women basically having a career coach in their pocket. So they buy the book, and they have me walking them through every single step in the process. It's really easy to follow. They feel like they're having me coach them through, let's say, analyzing their skills against the job descriptions that they're looking at. They have me helping them update their resume. I teach them ways to write customized cover letters, or even if they're worried, let's say, about the mommy gap, I talk to them about how they can explain that work gap in both their resume or in customized cover letters. And then I talk them through ways that they can think through how to discuss that gap and what they learned or did during that gap when they're in an interview. So I try to walk them through absolutely everything from beginning even all the way to negotiating their starting salary.
That's amazing. And a book I highly recommend. It's just to literally have a coach in your back pocket is so amazing and such a valuable resource. So how can we stay connected to you and access your resources?
Well, one of the easiest ways would be on my website. So I've got a lot of free resources, lots of great information, and I also include a weekly blog specifically targeted to helping women in their careers. So the blog and my whole website is at www.careerwomaninc.com. So www.careerwomaninc.com. People could also connect with me. Just send me a LinkedIn connection request. I'm also on Facebook, so it's Career Woman Inc. You can look me up on Facebook, and every day I try to, on all of my social media outlets, post links to really helpful articles for women in their careers or great little career tips, things like that, to keep everybody up to date and inspired in their job search.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this anonymous quote. All mothers are working mothers. Thank you for listening.